Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, Bob, it is the almost end of September. I think we're just about a week and a half, 2 weeks away from the opener of deer season.
Oh, gosh.
I'm giddy,
is it,
man.
Really?
I'm giddy.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I bet you did. But anyway, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, what's cooking is it's going to be all about made better in America today. And there's just so many things to pick from. This country's on fire, and we're producing stuff that it's crazy. This economy is just killing it, and I love to see all of our partners, like Better Made and like the different grill manufacturers and the sauce people and all these people just exploding with business. I love it, and I'm sure your business, like mine, my business at Carrier is up about 40% this year, and I love it. The heat helped us because people need air conditioning.
Yeah, we're both in the construction field, and we sell building materials as Standard Lumber and Supply and Standard Kitchens. But we are experiencing a great year because it's an economy that, boy, if you can't make it in this economy, I don't know what's going on.
You better get an hourly job somewhere.
But speaking of one of the American companies that are affiliated with our show, Lodge Cast Iron.
Oh.
I did a charity cook last week after the show, went out and helped kind of a children's assistance organization that's centered around a farm. It's called Roanoke Ranch. Great people. I went out and cooked for 100 people at one of their fundraisers. But what I wanted to talk about was I tried something for the first time is I made a berry cobbler in cast iron skillets. And
I thought you were going to say Dutch oven.
Right, yeah. Could have, but I didn't. But they were in the oven and then again in the smoker. But my point was perfect, man. And I was really impressed with it because I did two trials at home and I worked out the bugs. The first one was stuck and I didn't butter the pan enough, right? And then the next one turned out good, but I ended up making a dozen 10-inch cast iron Lodge skillets, right? And I found those things to be just wonderful to cook on. The berry, it was a mixed berry, and you know, the cobbler is a, I guess, almost like a biscuit on top of there, but it's a sweet biscuit.
Yeah.
And it came out of that, once I buttered it every time, right? It came out of that skillet so easy.
Lots of butter.
Right, yeah. Put a stick in there. It won't hurt a thing. But I don't have any special recipe. I just picked one up off the internet and perfected it like, you know, we all do. You're going to put a little more of this or some of that in there, but was really pleased, you know, when you go to an event and you're doing something for the first time and you got to do it in mass, it was like, ooh, okay, I think I got
this
down.
Good thing you practiced.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What you have to do if you're doing something for the first time and you're going to perform for people, and I mean perform, every time you're at your grill, you're performing.
Right.
So if you have friends coming over, that's not the time to practice. You want to do a little bit in advance, and especially if you're playing around with something that it's a little bit out of your wheelhouse. It's a good idea to just take a run at it a day or two before and try it on your best girl.
You know, it's funny you say that. I did. I made two of these things and forced Michelle to eat part of both of them just to make sure we were all on the same page
you
on how
to
they
hold
taste
her down or
right,
something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But
that's a different story.
Right, yeah, different kind of force. But for something sweet. All right, I'll stop. But anyway,
it's my fault. I teed you up.
Yeah. Anyway, the other thing that happened is I got there and I drugged the smoker down the road with the fire in it from the house over to the place where I was going to just put the chicken on. I did chicken breasts and I lost most of my coals on the way there. It blew all the ash off them. Usually that makes them hotter, but the little damper that slides to control the air.
My custom damper
fell out.
Oh no!
So I was
it was an imperfect design. I apologize.
Well, so I'm low on heat when I get there, and I pile on coals, and of course it takes a while to get them hot. So I've got 60 chicken breasts raw in the smoker, and I had an hour and a half. I thought I'd nail it perfect.
Did you find the damper?
What? No, I didn't. We got to fab another one. But where I was going is, I ended up having to do the trick that you taught me: open the firebox, put a grate on there, and I finished the chicken breasts grilling them. Rather than the
That's
smoker
fine.
With the offset. Yeah, it turned out really good.
Actually better.
But it was a hustle right at the end.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's nice when you do that, if at the very last time you flip it, when you know they're done, is just to have a little something with a brush and to be able to baste them with something. You weren't ready for that because
right.
you were smoking. But,
right.
Yeah, that's cool. I've been prepping for deer camp. This morning we're heading up to Whipple Lake. My boys are home.
Gonna
and
move the trailer.
We're going up to cut some trees and move blinds, and I think, I don't know, it's so exciting for me just to be able to be up there.
Sure.
Because I haven't been able to scout it. I'm working on this house like every night, so I haven't scouted it at all. I don't know what's up there. I did look at a map. I pulled off from the DNR this morning, and it shows the chronic wasting disease, Kent, Ionia, Montcalm, Newaygo, and Mecosta County. Well, I'm on the corner of Newaygo and Mecosta County, so I'm in CWD territory.
Yeah.
And I'm not real happy about that. So I'm going to have to kill a lot of doe. That's what that means.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a pervasive thing that once it starts to spread, it goes pretty quickly, and the animals pass anyway.
Yeah.
So if you see one that's acting funny, don't eat it, but take it if you can. I don't know what the rules are around that. I don't think they give you any special additional permits
or anything.
Yeah,
we have our own rules.
Right. Exactly, but so, you know, not generally the conventional wisdom, Bob, to go up and cut trees and blaze trails the week before you're going to sit in the tree. But you might not be up there on the first.
No, I will. But you know what I find is that they're pretty resilient, and I will be on my own property down in southern Michigan. I'll be cutting wood, and I'll see the deer just kind of saunter by at 100 yards off, just. They're used to hearing noises like that, and they'd rather know where you are so they can keep an eye on you. But yeah, we're not going to disturb it a whole lot. We're gonna move our campsite to a place that makes it better for them, so they'll be able to roam about the property without us.
Except for that 40 years of smell where that camper used to be.
That's not going to bother them. we'll cover up where the outhouse was.
Right. Yeah.
I did have a nice trip. Couple days ago down to Detroit, and we had a meeting at Carrier. And
it's a revitalized city, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
The ads are true.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's getting there. It's got a long way to go, but it's such a turn-on to see all this work taking place and people investing, and it's such a great city that it deserves it. And the people that have stuck it out there deserve it, and we got to make sure we find a way to incorporate all those people that have been generationally downtrodden,
yep.
And there's going to take a big effort to do that. But I made it to, I got done with my Carrier, 2 days at Carrier, and I went over to Better Made, because when I was talking with Sal last time, he said, you know, if you're ever down here, come on. The guy was so gracious. We're going to have him on later, next segment, actually, we're going to call him up. But what a gigantic facility. It's several city blocks. It's just huge. The old original place, great family story there. East Side Italians, East Side Detroit Italians, which I've known a bunch. And it was just, I don't know, I love that nostalgic stuff and to see the generational changes. And the guy he's fascinating. And I said, let's get him on the show again, because I want to show everybody the personal side to why these potato chips are so perfect. It's because he's picky, and his dad was picky, and these are old school paisanos. You know, they the food is in their blood, and we're going to talk with him next.
Yeah, they're featuring this sweet heat barbecue that we want you all to try, and we've got some of them right here in the studio. So coming up next, it's Sal Cipriano from Better Made Snacks. Stick with us. We'll be back.